Innisfil Today welcomes letters to the editor at chris@innisfiltoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Canada, proud of its historical role in children's welfare, now faces a challenging reality. Over 50% of children globally still live in severe poverty, intensified by the impacts of COVID-19. The current state of the world's children demands more than just a sympathetic ear, it calls for action. Canada must demonstrate real impact in combating child poverty. Many kids are out of school, vaccinations are delayed, and food prices are rising fast. Learning poverty affects 70% of 10-year-olds globally, jeopardizing their futures and community economies. Shockingly, 1 in 5 children is under-vaccinated globally, with persistent challenges in remote or conflict-affected areas. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation warns that achieving the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals, SDG, requires immediate prioritization of 2 in 3 child-related SDGs. Canada can play a transformative role by addressing these issues head-on. Despite the pledge for annual increase to the International Assistance Envelope, IAE Canada fell short in the 2023 budget. I urge the Canadian government to pass #achildrensbudget, allocating $600 million in IAE for #budget2024. This financial commitment is essential to combat child poverty globally, focusing on education, immunization, and nutrition to #reach every child. By doing so, Canada can truly lead in fostering global solidarity and creating a brighter future for every child. Sonia Simon, Mississauga.